Hello and welcome to American Jobs for Americans with our United Resource Pack. On today's podcast, we are going to question if there are really more job vacancies than there are unemployed Americans. Fairly recently, that's been something that's been touted specifically with the numbers that have come out. So we're going to take a look at that today. Also, I have a letter to the companies out there, to you employers out there that are not really pushing to hire American workers. Maybe it's not that you're against hiring American. Maybe you just aren't exactly for it. I've got a letter for you. I want you to stay tuned because I want to speak right to you. Also, for my job seekers out there, I've got something for you as well. It's frequently said that it's not what you know, it's who you know. And unfortunately, I hate to break it to you, that's true in a lot of cases. However, that is not always the case. There are certain instances where it is not who you know, but what you know. And I've got some tips regarding that, specifically if you lack those connections. And I'm going to get you to see how you can utilize what you know to your advantage. With the lacking of who you know. Regardless, all of that said, guys, stay tuned. I've got a great show in store. Sit back, get ready, because it's coming straight for you. All right, and again, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's go ahead and get the show started. I am your host, Brittany McDowell. I am also the founder, president, as well as CEO here at Our United Resource Pack. This show is brought to you by Our United Resource Political Action Committee. We're not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. We're registered with and regulated by the Federal Election Commission and the Secretary of States in various states. We're registered with the IRS and recognized as a tax-exempt political organization. And ultimately, we commit the resources of the people to issues, policies, and politicians that are in the best interest of individuals, families, communities, and our country. So, just thought you should know that. It's very, very important, especially given the fact that it's our first show. But anywho, now that all that's out the way, let's go ahead and let's dive right in. I want to start with an open letter, a letter to the employers of America, okay? I've got something I want to say, and I really want to set the tone for this show, for how I feel personally, and how the organization views this issue. So if you are an employer, please, please, please listen up. So shall we start? Dear American employers, President Donald Trump has prioritized revitalizing the American job market, but he cannot do it alone. He needs your help. It is preferable that you request job applicants to either hold U.S. citizenship or work authorization from the federal government. If you are not going to hire American citizens, please hire employees whose work permits don't expire. Please be informed if you hire immigrants with green cards and reject job applicants who don't possess said green cards, you are not discriminating against non-citizens. Take comfort in knowing that companies like Discover Financial Services, Delta Airlines Incorporated, and Intel Corporation are among those getting more skeptical about the citizenship of job applicants. Making this move for yourself, your company, and our country will be done in lockstep with profitable, ethical organizations. Your company doesn't have to be as large as Discover Financial Services or Delta Airlines, but you can still do your part to help revitalize the American job market. We should be striving to find and develop homegrown talent. Now, there is a massive skills gap our nation is facing, but as a country that values both personal and shared responsibility, I ask of you one thing. Please reconsider those American job seekers who apply to your vacant positions but only possess 80% of the skills, experience, or education you desire or require. Consider that you can take an individual, the right individual, and make an investment in them, in your company, and train them on the skills or experience they lack, assuming that the gap or costs are not too great. For job applicants that lack experience but are running strong in the education and skills department, consider giving them an opportunity to gain experience, potentially on a contractual basis with compensation tied to performance. Sometimes the best people may not look the best on paper. If given the opportunity, the right candidates may turn out to be the best thing to happen to your company. You play a vital role in the recovery of our economy. Please don't allow people to take jobs from U.S. workers. We have to end the theft of American prosperity, which has been brought on by low-wage immigrant labor. Thank you.
Kill the beat, I ain't sorry. Produced by Jigno Nari.
Recently been said that employers posted slightly more openings than the previous month. This was said this month about last month, and they were comparing it to May, okay? And so what they're saying is that this resulted in more jobs being available than unemployed people. And this was supposedly the case for the third straight month. And when people look at this, they are saying that this signals that our economy is solid. Now, it's also been said that the economy has never been better and that jobs are at the best point in history. But the economy and jobs are nowhere close to historic bests based on several measures, okay? And I want you to understand that. This is important because the growth that we're seeing with the U.S., it's largely fueled by government borrowing. And so what's happening is that as the federal deficit rises because of tax cuts, this is creating a situation that is not likely to be sustainable in the long term, let alone the short term. Actually, it's particularly troubling when you look at short term. If you look at the next few months and quarters, this is something that is not likely to be sustainable. But there is some good news here, specifically if you're a job seeker. Now, if you are a job seeker, businesses, they have a relatively positive and optimistic outlook based on all of this. So what a lot of companies are doing is they're stepping up their hiring. And what that means for job seekers is that it's actually a great time to be out there pounding the pavement, seeking for employment. Now, I'm not saying that it's a great thing to be unemployed, but it is a better time. Sometimes they're more optimal than others, and this is one of those times. Now, what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to get overconfident in me saying this, where you think you can go from putting in applications a few hours a day to doing it 1 hour a day because it looks so sunny and bright and optimistic out there. The economy is healthy now and things are looking up, but we have been in a better position. So don't get too happy about things and when you hear that, oh, there are more jobs than job applicants out there. Another thing that actually is favorable to job seekers is that when you look at like hourly wages, if you look back at the last year, hourly wages have gone up almost 3% from what they were a year ago. And this is according to the Labor Department. So again, it's a great time. It's an optimal time to be out there pounding the pavement, looking for your next gig. So not only are there jobs out there, there is a chance that those jobs might pay more than they did a year ago had you applied to that same job. But yet again, don't get too confident because good old inflation is canceling out those potential increases in compensation. So, I just want you to have all the facts because it wouldn't be right if I didn't give you all the facts and you read everything out there and thought that this was just a hunky-dory time and you could just take back and relax. I want you to be informed and know what you're up against. All right, so for my job seekers out there, I told you I have a little something for you, and I've got it, and I'm ready to deliver. So as I'm sure you know, getting a job is a hard task for most people, especially in 2018. And most often, what people find is that it boils down to who you know or who knows you. Let's say, you know, they have an open position, and they know, hey, I know Bob, I know Shirley, I know Becky or whatever. Let me reach out to them. It typically boils down to one of those two scenarios. And if you're looking for a job but you lack connections, you'll want to hear me out because I actually do have a quick tip for you. I'm not saying that I'm going to make it to where I've got something that makes knowing people irrelevant and you could just live in a bubble. That's not the case. I hate to break it to you. But I do have some helpful information for you. The reality is that not everyone has connections. So don't think that you're the odd man or odd woman out if you don't know the people that you need to know or feel you should know to get your foot in the door. Excuse me. But here's the deal. You know, you may not currently have a network, but there is the potential and there's actually a requirement that you do build one. So just because you don't have one now, doesn't mean that, you know, oh, I'll never have one. No, you can get started right now in building that network. And you can start today. You know, you can start while you're in your pajamas, matter of fact. You do have to build a reputation in your industry if you want to have that network. And how I mentioned timing being optimal when we were talking about this being an optimal time to be out there looking for a job based on certain things happening in the economy. It's also optimal that you don't wait until you need a network to work to establish a network. That way you're not so pushed to cultivate those connections and you can kind of let it happen more organically rather than trying to force things, you know, in an expedient manner. What I want you to consider doing if you don't have those connections is to consider looking for a meetup or a networking group in your area for whatever you're interested in. Preferably, it would be a group that is career or industry focused. But if not, that's actually still okay. The group can still serve as an opportunity to network with other people. You know, because sometimes the person you're networking with may not be the connection you need. It may be their connections that are helpful to you. And they, you know, while they may not be working in the field that is similar to yours, they may know someone who is, and just based off of your connection with them, they're willing to introduce you. So don't feel bad if you can't find any meetups or groups that are not particular to your career. But whatever the case, find the groups and, you know, whether they're, you know, for hobbies or professional development, use the groups. And while you want to have in the back of your mind that it's an opportunity to network, I don't want you to focus on networking. I want you to focus on increasing your knowledge. So if it's a group for professional development, truly focus on developing your professional skills. If it is a group for hobbies or just meeting people, I want you to truly focus on that. That way you can kind of organically have those connections occur and not come off as some sleazeball who's not really there for the yoga, but really there to get to know a few people. You know what I mean? So just, you know, that's not some big mind-boggling piece of advice, but it is definitely something that if you take it in and you apply it to your practice and your everyday execution of seeking to secure employment, you will definitely find it to be of benefit. And even once you secure that desired employment, don't stop with the networking. You might be able to decrease the frequency with which you actually go out there and network, but don't stop it. Again, it's optimal to build the network and cultivate it over time while you don't need it, rather than waiting until you absolutely need it and you've got to really push to make things happen. So all of that said, we're winding down to the end of the show, guys. And I just want to explain something to you. You know, we're an organization that advocates for tax breaks specifically for companies that keep jobs in the United States and employ United States citizens. We're not a career organization. You know, we're not in the business of providing career advice or anything like that. But what we do is we have established this podcast so that way we can use it as an avenue, again, to advocate for tax breaks for companies that keep jobs in the United States and employ U.S. citizens. You heard me earlier read an open letter to these employers. I've started soft, as you can see, over, or as you will see, rather, over time. I'm really going to be pushing, you know. So this, the show is for a lot of people. It's for those employers. It's for the job seekers. It's for those who are employed. Just the main focus of this show is jobs. And ultimately what we want with jobs is we want Americans to have jobs with American companies who employ Americans. And we want those organizations to benefit not just from the labor they get from American citizens, but from the tax breaks they receive as well, that serve as an incentive to employ American citizens. But all of that said, we do need your help. The only way we can advocate for the election of political candidates who seek to eliminate the incentive of hiring non-citizens is if you can stand with us today. This podcast alone is, as much as I'm looking forward to doing it, I know it will not be enough to enact the change we need. This is only a vehicle to take us where we need to go. And where we need to go is the heart of our business, or excuse me, the heart of this organization. And what's at the heart of this organization is working to elect politicians who support tax breaks for companies who employ U.S. citizens. Those who don't want to employ U.S. citizens or want to give tax breaks to the companies shipping jobs overseas or giving American jobs on U.S. soil to non-citizens, we want those people gone, and we are going to do everything in our power to get them gone. Bye-bye, Felicia. So if you can, I couldn't help myself, you know, I just had to say it. You know, sometimes you keep those kind of like phrases in the back of your mind and you're like, ooh, I'm just waiting for an optimal time. And that seemed like an optimal time in my mind. Welcome to the mind of Brittany. But if you can, what I ask of you, the listener, is that you make a one-time financial contribution to our cause. So that way we can run political ads, especially being that it's a midterm for and against political candidates. Again, we want to support candidates who want to give tax breaks to businesses that want to hire American citizens, and we want to oppose candidates who want to give jobs to non-citizens or give tax breaks to non-citizens. This is how we advocate for the American people. But that said, making a contribution is easy. If you have the Cash App, you can find us on the app by searching for $ Our United Resource PAC. Please remember the dollar sign. If you make a contribution via the Cash App, you'll find a little memo section. In that memo section, just add your email address. That way we can give you your receipt and get in contact with you if we need more information or anything of the sort. And if you don't have the Cash App, you can still make a contribution using our web link. The web link is cash.me/$ Our United Resource PAC. I know you're not going to remember that. I wouldn't remember it either, which is why you can just also go onto our website on our homepage, visit the Make a Contribution link, and you can quickly make a contribution by selecting Quick Contribution /Cash App. If you don't want to use the Quick Contribution or the Cash App way to contribute, we can also email you an invoice and you can pay it either by credit card or debit card online, or you can opt to send us a check. All you've got to do in that case is click the Make a Contribution link on our website and then click Contribute by credit /debit/check. In the event that you opt to get an invoice, we'll send you the invoice typically within a day, and you'll input your information on the secure website. If you opt to send a check, you'll receive our information. We know our website is our-pack.com, but our actual name that we're registered under as a business is Our United Resource PAC. Either way, that you decide to contribute. It's all easy, and you can decide what works best for you. You know, and earlier in the podcasts, I asked employers to make an investment in the American workforce. I asked them to invest in those people who may not be 100% of the employee you were looking for. But what I'm asking you in this situation to do is to make an investment in yourself. Just contribute the cost of coffee, $5, so we can run ads against political candidates who seek to give jobs you, an American citizen, could be getting to. They want to give those jobs to non-citizens. You know, we can run ads against them. Even if you are not unemployed and you are employed, hopefully you are not in a position where you become unemployed. But do this for those family members that you have that are unemployed, those friends that are unemployed. Do it for your future self who, you know, God forbid, becomes unemployed. And you want to have comfort in knowing that, you know, hey, I did my part, not just by putting in those applications and making sure I don't get skills atrophy by working on professional development, so on and so forth, but I also did my part by making a contribution to a nonprofit organization that wanted to make sure that I, American citizen, had a job by going out there and looking to defeat these politicians that, you know, wanted to give my potential job to someone else. They were an organization that wanted to hire that, because literally us American people, we hire these politicians. They wanted to hire people so I could be hired. We want to elect these politicians so you can have a job. So even if it's just the cost of coffee, you know, it doesn't have to be $100. That would be great, but it's equally as great if you can give $3, $5, whatever you can give. We put it together so we can get these ads out to get these elected officials elected, and those ones that have been elected that shouldn't be elected because they don't support us, we want them defeated and removed. So make an investment in yourself, and whatever you can contribute is greatly, greatly appreciated. So thank you for listening. I want you to stay tuned. We do have this podcast every Tuesday. You are more than welcome to keep coming back, keep listening. This is what we're here for. Again, whether you're an employer, you're unemployed, or you're currently employed, whatever the case, this show is for you. It is about you, and that's all that matters is you. That's what we're here for. Again, I hope you enjoyed. I'm your host, Brittany McDowell. Again, also the founder, president, and CEO here at Our United Resource Path. Thank you for watching. Excuse me, for listening. You've been listening to American Jobs for Americans podcast with Our United Resource Political Action Committee.